I just want to set the scene a little bit here, because at the moment the world is in absolute turmoil. Militarily, the Middle East is an armed camp, and Israel has just announced a 5-year arms defense budget, and they're going to be spending billions and billions of dollars on improved armaments. The Arab nations are also arming to the teeth, and the whole of the Middle East is, as I say, an armed camp. My father used to say to me years and years ago, he used to say, "Ian, watch the Balkans and watch the Middle East, because that is where the trouble will start. These are tinderboxes." And he is right. And economically, we see the world is in turmoil. The stock markets are all on edge because of this subprime lending problem from the States. And the mortgage lenders over here in this country have announced that they are beginning to put up their own rates. I think it was the Abbey was the first one to do it. They put up their rates by 0.25%, despite the fact that the Bank of England has not raised its interest rates, but the interest rates outside the Bank of England are all rising. So there is something afoot, and people with heavy mortgages are going to find that life is going to become very much tougher in the very near future. Socially, in this country, we see crime and corruption in just about every strata of society. It doesn't matter whether you're looking at the ministers in government or whether you're looking at dustmen in the road. Everybody is out to make their own penny. Everybody is out to squeeze whatever they can out of their neighbour. And it is just a system which is ready to collapse and implode upon itself. Now, I want to draw our attention to the fact that this could be the last Feast of Trumpets before we actually see the beginning of the days of tribulation. And is, or rather are, the days of tribulation about to begin? They could well be. As I said, the Middle East is an armed camp ready to try to destroy either Israel or Israel to destroy their neighbours. And the Temple Mount is looked after by an Arab force known as the WAQF, I believe it is, W-A-Q-F. And these are the people that Moshe Dayan let oversee the Temple Mount after the 1967 war. And they have been there ever since. Now, Israel has not been destroyed militarily. The Israeli state is still there. But on the Temple Mount, they have bulldozers and excavators, and they are literally tearing the platform of the Temple Mount apart. And the general feeling is that this is to destroy any trace of any evidence that there was a temple on the Temple Mount at any time. The Islamic belief does not allow for a temple on the Temple Mount. Why, I do not know, but this is what Muhammad said, and this is the way that things go. Now, everything, as we see, is building up to a time when this day will not just be a future hope, it will be a present reality. This day is going to be the day on which Christ returns. And I'd like you please to turn with me to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll read a few scriptures here, because this really does set a scene whereby the world at large is thinking, things are going on, we've got another 10 years, we've got another 20 years for this plan and that plan, nothing's going to happen. We're talking about reducing carbon dioxide emission levels by the year 2020, doing something else by the year 2037, and so on. They're looking way up into the future. And really and truly, when you look at things, we just don't appear to have that much time. And I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. And it talks about the days immediately after the tribulation. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, the hymn which we just sang, I mean, it pictures this sort of time. Men not being at all happy to see the return of our Saviour coming to this earth, being told that this is in fact the Antichrist who is coming, and they are going to band together and really mass together in order to fight the returning Christ, despite the fact that Jesus Christ is going to be coming, as it says here, in power and great glory. Now, the thing is, are we actually ready for this? And, you know, we all have to consider our actions in light of what is happening and going on in the world around us now. I'd like you please to turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, and we'll read verse 12. Because, you know, it is an important aspect. Jesus Christ is returning to this earth. And are we personally ready? And it is a question that we have to ask ourselves, each one personally, individually. Am I ready? Are you ready? It is a very, very personal matter. And in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, we read the following. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And it is a very, very important subject that we have to consider because, as I say, Jesus Christ is returning, and this day does reflect, does picture the time when Jesus Christ actually returns to this earth and walks on the face of this planet once more. And I'd like to turn back now to Matthew chapter 24 and just read a few more scriptures from here, because, you know, by and large, we see things are going on in the world around us. We think, yes, the fig tree is showing its fruit and summer is nigh. But we don't actually know the date. I mean, I'm not going to set any dates, but, you know, I know that it must be very, very close because of the things that are happening around us in the world. And so if we read here in Matthew chapter 24, and we begin in verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So it is only God Almighty who knows the actual time when Jesus Christ will return. And we can say with some certainty that it is very, very close. But we don't know how close. And the question is, are we prepared and are we ready? And it says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So we know that it's got to be pretty bad, because when Noah was building his ark, he was preaching for 120 years, telling people that, you know, you're not going the right way, you're getting everything wrong. And today, we look at the world around us, and we see the laws of the land being perverted, and we see the whole system, as I say, on a course to actually implode upon itself. And we just do not know when the whole thing will come to fruition. But we know that it must be soon. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the days of Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came that took them all away. And so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. It is going to be an event which will stagger the world. It is an event which we must be preparing for. It is an event which is going to come upon this earth very, very soon. Now, as I say, I want to draw our attention to the fact that this could be the last Feast of Trumpets before the days of the beginning of the tribulation. And it is a thought that we have to carry with us, and a thought that we have to ask ourselves, Are we getting ourselves ready? Are we prepared for this most momentous occasion ever to befall this earth? This wonderful time when our Saviour will return to this earth and re-establish God's law over the whole of this earth for another 1,000 years.